Welcome to Heidelberg Meditations on this Monday of the 47th week in the year of our Lord 2022, as we study Heidelberg Catechism, question and answer 122. Having looked to the introduction of the prayer our Savior taught us to pray, we now turn to the first petition found therein, as we ask in Heidelberg Catechism 122, what is the first petition? We answer, Hallowed be thy name, that is, grant us first rightly to know you, and to hallow, magnify, and praise you in all your works, in which your power, goodness, justice, mercy, and truth shine forth. And further, that we so order our whole life, our thoughts, words, and deeds, that your name may not be blasphemed, but honored and praised on our account. As we approach our Father in heaven through the Lord Jesus Christ, that we might offer our prayers and petitions to him, one of the first things we do is recognize that to know the God of heaven and earth is essential to our salvation and to us being able to pray in a way that is acceptable to him. As we find our God speaking through the prophet Jeremiah in Jeremiah chapter 9, verses 23 and 24. Thus says the Lord, Let not the wise man boast in his wisdom, let not the mighty man boast in his might, let not the rich man boast in his riches, but let him who boasts boast in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord who practices steadfast love, justice, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, declares the Lord. To know God is to know true wisdom. To know God is to know true might. To know God is to truly be rich. To know God is to have true understanding. For he is the Lord God of heaven and earth, and to know him as he has revealed himself to us in love, justice, and righteousness is to know the greatest of comforts. For in these things we know of his salvation, that salvation he has promised, as he spoke of later in Jeremiah, in chapter 31, verses 33 and 34, where he says, For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And no longer shall each one teach his neighbor and each his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. In knowing God rightly, we know of his forgiveness, and we know of his mercy. In knowing God rightly according to his word, we find that we are known by him, and we are made his people, and our iniquities are forgiven. The Apostle John records words in like manner prayed by our Savior in his upper room prayer found in John 17, verse 3. And this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. To know God rightly is to know Jesus Christ the Son, whom the Father has sent to make his salvation known through the gospel. And to know God in this fashion is to know eternal life, to be saved from our sins, and to be given life everlasting. Thus do we rejoice with Peter, who tells us in 2 Peter 1, verses 2 through 4, May grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. His divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us to his own glory and excellence, by which he has granted to us his precious and very great promises, that in knowing our God rightly, according to his word, we might ever glorify his holy name. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.